little we understand about what's happening to our world. We're fighting wars we can't win. Against each other, against invaders, against the very fabric of reality itself. Broadcasting from somewhere in the shadows of a broken world. I need you to listen carefully. What I'm about to tell you isn't easy. It isn't comforting, but it's the truth.
An unknown space invader has gained complete mind control. A decade has passed since the collapse of society. The survivors all had quality tinfoil hats.
Welcome to the show. We talk a little bit more about the economy. That might be an ongoing theme. We have
at this point, I think it's safe to say it is.
We have a different type of sex crime.
It's still sex, just a different details around it.
Maybe some other stuff.
Da 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 da.
At the risk of sounding repetitive, let's talk about the economy. Or how do you want me to open that?
I mean, that was okay. Fine.
Modern economics.
Honestly, you should say that twice. At the risk of sounding repetitive.
And we will. At the risk of sounding repetitive. Repetitive. My previous points still ring true.
I'm still right.
The biggest problem we have in America, the thing that creates unrest, this like angst and anger and stuff like that. People go to work, bust ass, and don't bring home a paycheck.
That's financially sufficient for the productivity that's expected of them and or that they do on a regular basis. I was just talking to Rob before we went live here. It's like, it just seems to me like a lot of jobs in that $18 to $20 an hour range are significantly easier than what's expected once you cross the threshold of $22 to $24 an hour, maybe take on a managerial role. It seems that for 10 times more of the effort that's expected and productivity that's expected, you're only making $2 to $4 more an hour.
And it's not going anywhere. That paycheck still.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's their complaint. I'm giving my best years away to work. Classically, that made sense because it was rewarding enough.
Yeah, you could afford a car. You could afford a house. You could afford weekly groceries. Actually, name brand weekly groceries on, get this, one home income.
Now the majority of folks are giving their best years, absolute best years away with no reward and no achievable goal. They can't buy a house. We've been over this 10 different times, but use your imagination. They can't achieve their goals with their pay, no matter how effective they are at work, no matter how hard they try. And there are exceptions. Yes, I started a company. I moved up within my company. That happens.
But those are the exceptions, not the rule. That's why they're exceptions.
Well, there's not enough opportunity anymore for the majority of people to achieve that success.
And it's only going to get worse once AI becomes more relevant in our everyday productivity. Productive lives in corporate America. Think of it this way. When it comes to an assembly line, every single assembly line job eventually, within mine and Rob's lifetime at least, will probably be overrun 90% by AI robots or something equivalent, because human labor, human force won't be that needed due to technology's rapid evolution into our everyday lives.
Another thing that's propping up the economy right now is the gig economy. You have to supplement your job. So as our previous guest, who is a platinum DoorDasher, he's able to DoorDash. What if we have autonomous vehicles doing the DoorDashing? Then what?
I'd like to see like a John Henry versus the railroad spike machine kind of duel with Hamwater versus an autonomous robot. See who could dash the quickest. Hemi's got some miles on him now, so he'd be a force to reckon with. Ought to be a good match.
Well, he can dash anytime he wants to.
Oh, it don't stop. You just go, 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 go.
You don't stop. Don't stop. Dash literally anytime I want to for as long as I want to. Go, 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 go.
What you doing, Ham?
Don't stop. so I'm platinum level. 3 hours a day. I was up chopping early in the morning. Order after order, you don't stop. It is frustrating though when orders aren't ready at the restaurants. So I'm platinum level.
Whoa.
Which is the best you can be.
Gucci on my shoe rack. That's awesome, dude.
$350 a week.
When you're silver or gold level, the zones can be full and you can't actually dash. As a platinum, full zones don't exist.
I don't sit around and wait for a dash now because I don't have to. Once I start, order after order after order. There is no sitting and waiting anymore on for me. I'm go until I decide I want to quit. $350 a week. I done ran into some racks. I done ran into your girl. Why the plug show me love? I done came up on my dub.
The statistic is that the top 1% of earners is spending 50% of the money that's spent in America. That's what's propping up the stock market. That's what's making the quote economy look like it's still kind of just riding along. The bottom 50% is starting to have to supplement their income, which was the point I was making earlier. Todd?
Oh, another thing. The gig economy is also manipulating the unemployment statistic. Personally, I don't view contract work as that a steady employment. For me, that's me personally. Just because you can't ensure how much money you will be making an hour. Minute after minute, hour after hour. Depending on where you live, how long you work, blah, 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 with those things. So they're not really unemployed, yet it's a trapdoor kind of income level.
And we've got at least 2 more weeks of twisting your arm before they start taking that out of the statistics.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what we're doing to them that's...
What's that? What are we doing?
We're shaking them down.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to use the word mob, but...
Are we mobbing them? Are we whacking them? Are we offing a guy? Are we whacking a guy off? I feel dirty.
While statistically it's mostly men committing sex crimes, we have another case of a woman committing the crime.
Oh my God.
And it's not a teacher or a lunch lady.
Is it a janitor?
It's a nurse. Former Florida nurse.
Oh.
Caught having sex with teen stepson, sentenced to 2 years in prison.
The son or the nurse?
The nurse. Alex Von Yates was having sex with her then 15-year-old stepson when her husband walked in on them.
Oh, goodness.
Court documents say. The actual dad wasn't home, the adult dad.
Yeah.
She said, I'm horny. I've been horny. Things went from one thing to another.
We're going to do this, bro. We're going to do this.
She appeared in court on Monday and agreed to a no contest plea to lewd or lascivious... Ooh. Battery?
Ooh, wow. Lascivious Battery. I tell you, that would be the name of my firstborn child. Lascivious Battery Cooper.
If we ever have a vibrator in our sex toy store, the battery that goes in it will be called a lascivious battery. I probably can't say that.
Well,
because we...
We'll edit it out in post.
Yeah, okay.
Lascivious Battery. It keeps going and going. and going.
Until the dad walks in when he comes home from work. Lascivious battery on a child between 12 and 16. A lesser charge that had been reduced from sexual battery by a person in familial authority, which is a first-degree felony, that carries up to life in prison.
You know, why doesn't just Florida just be like, hey, you know, we don't have enough prisons for all these teachers and all these nurses here. We got to let lax on some of these laws, or either build some more, you know, reformatories or whatever we send those women.
The victim's mother spoke, which obviously she was no longer living in the house. She called Von Yates an incestuous pedophile. You know,
not incestuous. Pedophile, okay, I see your accusation there and your point. But incestuous, ma'am, that's if you did it.
Yeah,
or the
right father.
In
some states, 15 may be legal, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, it would probably be under the consent of the parents. Obviously, they don't have that.
And that's a different type of sex crime.
Yeah, it still takes place in Florida.
And now a word
from tonight's sponsor.
The fuck? I'm sorry, what are we doing here?
Have you ever found that your tinfoil hat just didn't work good enough?
Uh-uh.
We got the best one. That's a fact, not a stereotype.
Have you recently lost a family member? Did you see them walking towards the light? Robin Todd tinfoil hats.
The best.
Triple layer, proprietary mesh foil, military grade, sourced from non-renewable sources. Sherpa fur lined.
It's actually more like rat hair. We took deodorant and drinking water since they both known to have aluminum in it. So we just made one thick 12-gauge foil out of it. The only survivors through this mind control holocaust, they were given Robin Todd aluminum foil hats made from the finest tri-ply, dual mesh, Duralast, sun reflecting, sun absorbing at the same time, tin foil.